So how you want to start the podcast, man?
Companionship. We all need it. We all want it.
And you can have it any way you want. Just $4.99 a month.
That $4.99 gives you access to our programmable AI so you can program all the little net. What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome back to the Metaverse Podcast. I am your co-host, Atlas Theory, here with Art Type. What's up, man? How's it going?
Good, dude. I am very good. Had a great week. How about you?
Oh, man. Doing well. And even better getting into this topic, because this is one that I am very passionate about. all joking aside, like companionship, love, you know, everything that like AI leads to, especially friendship, is something that's like really on the radar of a few AI companies right now.
Ever since you mentioned it, I think in a previous podcast, I've gone down the rabbit hole. And it's funny because I've been searching for it. I've been getting so many ads for it as well, which is really funny. Like what it's starting out as, like the lead sort of marketing is for like an AI companion, which is really interesting.
Have you seen the one for Replica, I believe it's called?
Not for Replica. I've seen just a bunch of just like these avatar like ladies and they're just, you know, like I can be your companion, like
join now. Nice. I think it was in 2020 when Replica first came out. I'll have to check the facts on that, but I did download it when I saw the first advertisement and just kind of like wanted to see what was, you know, going on, because I had always seen movies kind of where you have a like AI friend or some kind of like companion in the digital world that you would interact with. So I was like, let's see how it goes. So I did download it, not recently. I'd have to give it a shot again to see how much like it's grown over the last few years. I can't lie, it was kind of fun to just like send a few messages about like how the day was going and get a response. And it was like a conversation. I would say that like I'm now coming off of the ChatGPT experience. I would assume and I would hope that it's evolved a long way, but it still gave you like some very human responses, but they weren't perfect. So you could also tell that like, oh, this AI doesn't fully understand what I'm saying. But it was also cool because they would send notifications, or your friend would send notifications, you know, and just be like, hey, how's your day? And it's just like, whoa.
Prompting you to come back into the app. That's really interesting because, you know, that side of things, I would have to say, well, all of it really is programmed in. So it can learn and it can really like target your needs or what they think that you need or what they want you to need.
exactly. But let's talk a little bit about like digital friendship, because this is something that actually goes way back. We could fast forward through like the Elder Scrolls days with companions. We can go even back to the 90s with like Tamagotchi if we wanted to. And just aspect of a digital friend that you could take care of or interact with. So what were some of the things from your gaming experience or your media consumption that kind of struck you kind of cool about companionship or love with an AI or a digital companion?
Well, you mentioned Tamagotchi. I remember being a young dude, and it was all the craze at school to the point where it was quite interesting, like as a social not a social experiment, but like just to see what was going on, where the whole class eventually like had these things to the point where the school had to ban them. But then there was people that set up like kind of like babysitting roles. So when the kids were at school, they would keep feeding these Tamagotchis to keep them alive, which is crazy.
Yeah,
that was so long ago. I'm thinking that was, geez, like 25 years ago when that came out. So that was definitely a memory of, you know, what you were saying early on, like those companions. But then I guess just through like media consumption would be movies that I've seen, like talking Altered Carbon was like a really interesting one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Like Poe, like the concierge from the hotel. That was really interesting. I loved how they explored that.
Some of the things that I'm trying to remember that come off the top of my head would be like Her, where he literally falls in love with an OS, an operating system. A beautiful movie, in my opinion. I absolutely love it. There's other ones like Ex Machina. Well, if we want to get into it, like Westworld, very cool stuff. The other thing that I really liked from Her, jumping back, is when he was playing his video games, there was actually a character that appeared there and would like help him along, and he could like shit talk to back and forth. Yeah. So, you know, I thought that was very interesting because I think it showed where this is all going with like companionship and just having almost a Google in a personified form.
I think we look back on, like, at the time when Google came out, it was kind of a cool tech, but I don't know if people realize like where that evolution is going to. And so I think when we look back, we'll go, oh yeah, like it really just started with, you know, Google and Alexa, and like that was the dawn of it all. But at the moment, like, people aren't realizing like that this is just the beginning, that this will take on, like you say, a personified reality, and even to the point where it will be in the metaverse, you'll have like either a 3D character that can follow you around, or in augmented reality, like someone that can appear in like holographic form.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. You just sparked like a whole other like unlock in my mind, because like you mentioned Alexa, and I had one of those for a little while, and I just loved interacting with it, asking it questions. And we could even go towards maybe a more common thing, which is the GPS in your car that speaks directions to you. You know, that is an also an early form of all of this to come. So, you know, it's really, really cool. Have you seen projects that are working on this, kind of attaching a character to like an operating system or a search engine?
I haven't, but I would be, I'd be surprised if Google and that weren't working on one. And I think it's about combining all these things into one. And, you know, you've got all these different elements. Like you say, you've got the GPS in your car or on your phone, you've got the home device. But those are kind of like separate entities. There is like a underlining base that Google is trying to do attached to your profile. And I think that combining them all to a profile where you log in and it's secure, I think security is a big thing. I think we'll start to see that customization of your avatar, of your digital assistant, that is really like locked into your personal account.
Literally digital assistant.
Literally,
you know, it's not a person on the other end anymore. Or virtual assistant, I guess is the term. Dude, I have heard of Character GPT, which is working on applying characters to a chat GPT like what would you call it? Like AI, I guess, is just what we can call it. I want to call it like a search engine, but it's not really that.
For those listening, ChatGPT works off like a, not a live database, but it's a database from, say, 2022. If you were to ask it, you know, like, what was the weather like yesterday? It wouldn't be up to date. Or, you know, who won the last game of something that you saw on the weekend? It wouldn't be able to fill in those details. Ask it something from 10 years ago and it would. But what they're working on is this live database. And so it would become a bit like a Google search because you would have live information. So ChatGPT is evolving to that next level where you could, you know, use it as a search engine and ask for live updated results.
Mm. Now, we're very like futurists, I would say, on this podcast, very pro what's coming. But I want to like dive into your mind for a second. Like, are you afraid of all this? Like, how do you feel? How do you feel about like this coming age of companionship with AI?
I think the tech is neutral. It's like anything. Like you could have technology used for good or for bad. And I think that it really just depends on the user. And as we've seen, you know, 99% of people use technology for good. And then you've just got that 1% that just seems to be amplified when they do something bad with it. But I also know like human behavior is pretty much the same through every generation. And what I love is exploring like what people will do with it. That's why I loved like Black Mirrors. It was so good because it was not too far in the future. And we're starting to see things like come into fruition from Black Mirrors. But it explored a technology that was already kind of available to us. And then rather than focusing on that technology, it focused on the people and what humans would do with that technology in this usually like a dystopian kind of way. And yeah, I think I'm optimistic that 99% of this will be used for good, but I also love to explore that 1%.
Yeah, exactly. And in like the words of Gary Vee, it's like, technology doesn't change us, like it exposes us. So I really agree with you. And it's true up until the point where like AI becomes sentient, then things can get like a little scary when you think about it. If we allow it to get there, if we code it to get there, I want to talk for a second. Does any of this have health benefits, like mental health, or does it hurt? Because like, I know this is maybe we cut this out, but like, because it's a touchy subject, but like, part of me feels that there's a lot of lonely people in the world and their day would improve just that much more if, let's say, the replica app was like, hey, how's your day? You know, what do you think about? What do you think about that?
Again, I think like people can misuse it and people can use it for good. So there'll be the people that need some social interaction and maybe they're a bit of an incluse person and a bit of an introvert and they need, you know, that training to talk to someone. And then that will allow them to then reach out to real life people and hone those skills. And then I think that there'll be the other people that go into this hole, so to speak, they will start to close themselves off and then only want to interact with someone who they know can't hurt them or speak like ill of them, or, you know, someone who will agree with what they want to say. And I think you'll have those two camps.
What That's about you? True.
What do you think?
Yeah, I didn't really think about your last point for a while, but you could almost create your own echo chamber, which is very dangerous. I've been, mostly thinking of the first one, like that social training is very interesting and it has some cool applications and implications. But yeah, I really like the whole friendship part of it. So I'm kind of like pro AI companionship. Especially when we get to use stuff like our NFTs or digital characters we create and apply things that mean something to us over whatever this like AI or operating type system is.
Yeah. You mentioned gaming, like that's pretty cool. Like if you think about like what we've done in the past is we've had gaming guilds and we've connected with other players and we've played games together, but imagine a world where your NPC can actually learn from your style of gameplay and can be your like sidekick, so to speak. And you know, you put time and effort into it and then that thing can be actually pretty good. Game developers could, you know, implement that where your NPC and your companion, your gaming companion, could literally like up its level as you do as well. And I'm thinking like it could be part of like some shared IP or like an NFT, like you said. So imagine, you know, we're in the world of say Star Atlas, in that metaverse, and we're gaming, we're flying around with our ship, and our co-pilot or our gunner is Archetype the monkey, say, or another NFT that you have. That would be sick. That would be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be amazing and very needed. Nothing's more frustrating than like trying to run a stealth character and kneeling in the dark while your like sidekick is running around in the open. Like, dude, gotta sneak here. You're breaking my immersion.
So we've talked about companionship. We've talked about mental health and then the implications for gaming. Is there any other applications that you could see that this would be useful?
Well, we're humans, right? And the more time we spend with something, you know, eventually we're going to want to Am I wrong or am I right?
it's true. Yeah, it's bound to happen. But how would that look? Like, you think that that would be...
How does it look? Okay, sit back, Archetype. Let me tell you how this looks. Grab a beer, right? Then you push a button and the room changes color to a dark shade of pink and music starts to play over your speakers that are built in to your headboard.
It's very white. It's very
white. And then you hear a voice. What would you like today, sir? And then the world is yours.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so this is really going to happen, isn't it? Like, it's inevitable.
Yeah, dude. The sci-fi movies and books have been warning us for years. We're going to get there. And yes, it definitely is horrible. No.
Not going to try it.
No, but yeah, of course it's going to get there. I think that... I think it'll make its appearance, of course, in the home, as many of these things do. I think that it could also make an appearance in some sort of club.
Well, I would like to segue with this because I think it is going to happen and it is a very personal thing that people are going to be, you know, exposing part of themselves, like their persona and their thoughts and everything to these AI companions that... There has to be an extreme level of security on these things. And that's where I think you in a previous podcast were talking about, where these companions are almost like they need to be an NFT of some sort and they need to be attached to a wallet that is under a high level of security. What do you think about that? How do you see that bit playing out?
Dude, it's almost like you need NFT or AI like separate sessions, like incognito mode when like you're and we're not like still on the, you know, sexual subject at the moment. We're like, this is any type of intimate, you know, thing that you're sharing with this AI and you're communicating with it and sharing like your deepest, you know, self. And yeah, some kind of like instance or, you know, what we have now, kind of incognito mode.
Well, it almost needs to be the same way that you would trust a friend with a secret. The AI needs to know what those limitations are. so that if you are in public, it doesn't just turn to you and say, oh, hey, like that reminds me of that time that you told me this, and they blurt something out. Or they, oh, you know, theory, would you like me to schedule your such and such meeting in front of, you know, someone who may be able to hear that? And you'd be like, oh. So I think that needs to have a level of understanding of what is private and what's not. And then you're thinking there's a lot of data that you're inputting into this thing. You almost need to secure that all into one, you know, private database, whether that's a physical location that you control or whether it's a cloud-based storage that you have absolute security over. I think that, you know, we are consuming so much data, we're creating so much data. These are all things that I think we need to be looking at.
It could even be like the Neuralink thing, perhaps.
Stored in your brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's another episode we could do here with the AI companion. I think that we've only really just scratched the surface of what we've talked about today. But maybe like those listening, if you want to hear more about this, like different topics of the AI companion, let us know in the comments. And where can they find us, man?
Dude, yeah, you can find us over on Twitter at MetaversedPod. That's where we'll chat probably the fastest back and forth with you. Also on Podbean, where it distributes all of our episodes to all the major podcast platforms. So go find your favorite, look up the Metaverse Podcast. We'll be there to speak with you. Or you can find us on our website, metaversedpodcast.com. There we will have all the spiciness talked about today with images from Archetypes Rue. $4.99. Like this podcast, subscribe. We'll see you guys next week. I love you.
Peace.
Peace out.